Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager of NCBA. We're talking about the Green New Deal in just a moment.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
It's the 25th anniversary of the OERB cleaning up abandoned well sites across Oklahoma.
They sent in a crew, and in 10 days, they had it cleaned up, paid for by the oil and gas industry.
Thanks to voluntary contributions from Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners, more than 17,000 sites have been cleaned, returning the land to its original beauty. Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
Today's report is service of the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Yesterday, the U.S. Senate considered a resolution that would have moved forward consideration of the Green New Deal that's come out of the House of Representatives. All Republicans voted against the resolution. Two Democrats voted against the resolution. All the rest of the Democrats voted present, effectively sealing the fate of the Green New Deal in the U.S. Senate. It won't be considered. According to Scott Yeager with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, that's a good thing.
Well, let me start by saying NCBA opposes the Green New Deal, so to see it fail on the floor of the Senate today was a good thing for us. It achieves a policy goal that our members have put forth for us to achieve.
Scott Yeager says this was a very strange situation that played out in the Senate as no Democrats came out in support of the measure.
I think this is a situation that's a very political one, and the decision of Democrats to vote present on the bill was a political move. But at the end of the day, they voted effectively against their own Green New Deal. So it's one of those things where it's kind of, we're sitting here scratching our heads like, if this is a important issue to you all, why don't you vote for it? Why don't you put your name on the dotted line and move forward with it?
And the irony of all of this, according to Scott Yeager, is that earlier yesterday, there was a rally on the Senate lawn. And at that rally, several senators came out from the Democratic Party speaking in favor of the Green New Deal.
We need to treat climate change like the existential threat that it is. We need to pass a Green New Deal.
So what do we want?
Green New Deal.
And when do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Green New Deal.
When do we want it?
Now.
In fact, we wanted it yesterday. We wanted it 10 years ago, 20 years ago. So now is the time. Action is urgent. Let's get it done.
Then they promptly walked back into the floor of the U.S. Senate and voted present, effectively killing the Green New Deal in the U.S. Senate. Now, ahead of that vote, back out at the rally, Scott Yeager says as he watched several of the activists, one in particular, really stood out to him, their extreme dislike for U.S. modern production agriculture.
Just keep in mind that at their rallies, they have activists speaking who are railing against agriculture. And they're saying that basically farmers and ranchers and production agriculture is the root of all evil as it comes to the climate change conversation. So that's important to note because oftentimes they try to hide what the agenda is. So it was good to see it up front and personal today when we crashed their party this morning. And it's just good to keep that reminder going that the people who are behind this Green New Deal do not have the best interests of farmers and ranchers in mind. They want to change everything you're doing on a daily basis to achieve climate change reductions.
And Scott Yeager says we've got to remain vigilant because there will be other bites at the climate change apple.
There will be more iterations of it. It'll change. It'll be called something different. It'll become a piece of legislation with binding aspects to it. So this is not something that's going to go away anytime soon, especially now that we have a divided Congress and a democratically controlled House. We expect that more of these types of misguided climate policies will come forward. And when that happens, we'll step up and we'll keep telling our story.
NCBA Scott Yeager, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here inviting you to the 2019 Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference, April 23rd, 24th in Canadian, Texas. You'll learn from industry-leading experts including Temple Grandin, Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert, Cattle Facts, and many others. Register now by calling 806-323-9114. That's 323-9114. Don't miss the year's top beef cattle event, including over 60 trade show vendors and the best beef meals you'll ever enjoy. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.